There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It's a sexy song.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. It's all about making out. It's a make-out song. I think that's why that song is the number one song of all time. You know, if you really get into the lyrics, Hank Ballard was being a very naughty guy when he wrote that song. In fact, Hank Ballard wrote some very sexy songs, and I was listening to him when he wrote a song called Work With Me, Annie. And you know, Gary, the background singer was going, and work with me, Annie. Work with me, Annie. So let's get it while the getting is good, so good, so good, so good. I mean, he wrote those kind of X-rated sexy songs when I was in, maybe I was in seventh or eighth grade or something like that.
Yeah.
And he had a song called, after he had a song called Work With Me, Annie, then he had another song called Annie Had a Baby, She Can't Work No More.
That's a logical follow-up.
And every time she started working, she had to stop and walk the baby across the floor. I mean, and then he had another song called Sexy Ways. And he wrote all these sexy songs. So the twist, when he wrote the twist, I mean, it was just another song like the songs he had wrote before, because Hank Ballard wrote sexy songs. And this twist song that he wrote was out for a while, and it was on the radio for a while, and then they stopped playing it. Now, the kids in the neighborhood made up a dance to the lyric of that song, because Hank was not a good dancer at all. He wasn't a good dancer. And then radio, as powerful as it is, stopped playing the twist. Guys at the record company says, you know, Chubby, we want you to sing the twist. I said, I'm going to sing that song. He says, we already recorded the music, and all you have to do is come up here and sing the song. And Chubby, I don't even want to hear it. Just get that word and come up here. So I went into the studio, and I sang it four times.
Yeah, I read you recorded the twist in 35 minutes.
It's four times.
Yeah.
And he says, Chubby, Daddy's sleeping and Mama ain't on. Daddy's sleeping. A little flat. I says, Dave, I haven't even done my homework. My grades are not as good as I want them to be. Graduation's coming up, Dave. They'll never know. And I went home. Little did I know.
Did you do your homework, though, after recording the twist?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
But I haven't even graduated high school yet.
Right.
And we recorded the twist, and it was just amazing. We didn't know. I just think it's a blessing from God. I mean, we didn't know
right. That
we were going to change the world, we're going to change the dance floor, and change a lot of things in the world that, when we came along, we didn't know that.
Well, that's an intro here for the Chartbeat podcast. Gary Trust here in Billboard's New York offices, absolute legend, Chubby Checker. with us here on the podcast today. Also, Sherry Martirana from the band Rubik's Cube, longtime friend of Chubby as well.
Yes, very lucky.
I ask you to join me because we work together sometimes, and I don't want to come to Billboard all by myself. So Sherry, why don't you come up and hang out with me a little bit? Because, you know, we do shows together sometimes. We do something in San Francisco, very exciting. And sometimes I play and she comes in backgrounds and does things. And
try to keep up with him on the dance floor because it truly is a challenge.
You can't keep up with him.
And sometimes she does Dee Dee Sharp.
Yes, we do slow twisting. Yeah. And we start at one point in the song, there's a breakdown with the drums and the percussion. And he goes to one side of the stage and I go to the other. And by the time I get to the middle, I'm sincerely winded. And he's strong as ever, lifts me up with one arm. It's really, he's unbelievable.
Oh, she is good. So,
of course.
So it's good. It's good being in Billboard again. Every time I come here, something's very good happening to me. And so, what's happening to me today? What am I doing in Billboard today?
We want to honor you again, Chubby, because
what did I do?
Well, you're the king of the Hot 100 because the twist. Every time we do a recap of the Billboard Hot 100, it's actually the Hot 100's birthday on August 4th, 1958. The Hot 100 started, so this year will be the 58th birthday of the Hot 100. In 2008, for the chart's 50th anniversary.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy 58.
Happy birthday to you. I know it's a heavy load, Billboard. Happy birthday to you. How's that?
That works. So it's the 58th anniversary, and every time we do a recap, the twist is the number one song of all time.
The twist is as old as your chart.
Yes. Older.
Older?
Oh, wait. Almost.
Well, when was the twist written?
Well, I'll start in 58 because I think he gave Hank Ballard a year. He deserves that.
Okay.
And then I came along after that. But it's okay. It's
How about
good.
That?
It's good.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for Hank Ballard, I just wouldn't be around at all.
Right.
So, and I'm so glad that his mother gave birth to him so that he wrote that song. But I can tell you something. He wrote that song, but that song belongs to me. I mean, he wouldn't have never did it as good as I did. He wouldn't have been as wild and crazy and good looking.
In the hair. It doesn't have the same hair.
It doesn't have the same hair or nothing. Right. I mean, Hank, you wrote that song for me. I know he's not here anymore. And I remember a few years back, we were at the Hard Rock Cafe and a reporter says, "Well, Chubby, how does it feel, Hank Ballard being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and you're not?" I says, "Well, it's about time they gave him something."
Right.
Because they never gave him anything. Mm-hmm. I said, he wrote all these great songs, Annie Had a Baby and Sexy Ways and A Thrill on the Hill, and no one ever gave him anything. And he wrote, at that time, the only song to be number one twice, mm-hmm. The Twist. I said, so by the time they gave him something, God bless you, Hank. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you did the right thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you had a good relationship with Hank?
Well, I'm not sure. I only met him a couple times.
Okay.
And one time I was in California, he came to my show, and I put him on stage and sat down and let him sing the song. The band was playing. I says, Hank, he wrote. I put him on stage and sat down and watched him sing it.
Well, he got royalties over the years. For the song.
Well, he wrote it. He wrote the
pretty
song.
Happy for that.
No, wonderful, wonderful man. You know, I talk to his kids every now and then.
Oh, okay.
I do. But, you know, he did something great, and it wasn't for him. So I'm forever grateful.
Do you remember when the song went to number one? Were you watching the charts? Were you aware of
it? It was in 1960, charts? Near my birthday. And I graduated high school in February of 1960, and the song was already being played on the radio.
Right.
And by June, around the summer months, I made my way to the Rainbow Club in Wildwood, New Jersey, at Pacific and Spicer. That street now is called Chubby Checker. Yeah. But that's when it all started. And I think around that time, on my 18th or 19th birthday, I got a gift, and it was the number one song.
Was it just a whirlwind? Did life change for you, or were you really happy and thinking, yeah, this is what I've always wanted, bring it on?
What I've always wanted, yes. Now, Mom took me to the fair in Georgetown, South Carolina, where we lived near there. And I was raised on my dad's farm, and we lived a lot of like the Amish people. And Mom took me to the fair, and I saw Ernest Tubb. I must have been 4 years old. And I saw him singing up there. My mouth went open. And a couple weeks later, my aunt took me to Andrews High School, and Sugar Child Robinson, the Boogie Woogie piano player, was playing with his trio. And he was about 13, and I was about 6. And I just couldn't believe it. I said, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. So from the time I was 4 or 5 or 6 years old, I told all my friends, I'm going to be a big star. I'm going to be on stage. I'm going to be doing this. And I was doing that. I says, man, shut up. You're not going to do nothing except what you're doing. I says, no, I'm going to be a singer. And I got to tell you, by the time the twist came around, I says, oh, thank God it happened. That was my feeling. I said, oh, God, thank you it happened. You know, because maybe it would have never happened. Because I had friends
right.
that were in the music industry, and nothing ever happened. And sometimes I wonder, of all the people, because a lot of guys sing better than me and have more talent than I have, and nothing's happened to them. And here I am, and I just couldn't. Sometimes, you know, I still slap myself in the face and say, you know, wow. I mean, there's a lot of things that displease me in the music industry, but basically, the question you ask, I am living my dream. I didn't know it was going to be like this, but I'm living my dream. And the gifts that I've gotten, for me, seems like they came from God. Because men haven't given me these gifts. God has created men to give me these gifts. Having 5 albums in the top 12 at the same time. That's never happened to anybody. Do you know that's 60 songs?
Right, right. And no other song has gone to number one in 2 separate release cycles than The Twist, still, 50-something years later.
First platinum.
Right.
First rock and roll Grammy. Of the whole 60s decade and all the stuff that happened, the number one song of the 60s, The Twist, it's just...
Right, it's a decade when the Beatles came along, when Elvis was still having big hits, and The Twist is
Woodstock,
number one. Yeah.
It's crazy, just amazing.
It's interesting how your career timed with the start of the rock era, right? Just a couple years after Elvis came along, that's pretty fortuitous for timing, that you were right at the forefront at the start of rock and roll.
I think what rock and roll didn't have, it didn't have a dance. The young people did not have a dance. We were doing the swing. We were doing the dances of the 30s and 40s and 50s. We were doing the swing. Mm-hmm. The kids did not have their own dance.
Right.
Chubby Checker came along with the twist, and now the kids had their own dance.
So where'd the twist, the dance, come from? Is that from the song? Did you invent
everything,
it? How different is the twist from the song?
Everything comes
dance the
from the inner city.
Yeah.
Everything comes from the inner city. Those kids are just so creative. They don't have much to work with, but the little that they have is so creative that it is an explosion to the music industry. Everything that we have in the music industry from the inner city. Even the English came over here and went back to the inner city, took our stuff overseas, gave it the Gaelic touch, and brought it back here. I mean, it all happens in the inner city. So the twist came from the inner city, and I exploited it and made it something that, because nobody wanted it. The twist, what do you say? The twist was a hoe. Nobody wanted her. They didn't want her. No, it was the other side. It was the B side. By the way, I'm the only guy that had 9 double-sided hits too. No one's ever had that. Nobody wanted the twist. And then Porky Chadwick, I'm sure the Billboard knows him. Porky Chadwick in Pittsburgh, whammo, radio station.
Yeah.
So I'm going to turn this song over. I don't want to hear no toot, because the toot was the A side. I don't want to hear the toot. I'm turning it over. He turned the twist over, and the phones lit up. The rest was history. You know, in those days, they had record hops.
Right.
And the record hops were on sometime every day of the week. It was a record hop for some disc jockey. And he says, well, Chubby, everybody, the kids like it. And they would make sure that the kids would like it. They'd say, what do you want? We want the twist. We want the twist. And they voted it in, and then they start, and they put it on the radio, and they started to play it. And it started to spread like wildfire because for the first time, Gary, you can watch your girlfriend fully dressed, exploring her sexuality right in front of you. That wasn't there before. And you know something that's so explosive? They never let it go. That style of dancing, watching her, she's watching you. That was so explosive, it never left the dance floor. It's like I said, Taylor Swift just did Shake It Off. She did all my dances in one of her songs, right on her video. But everything you're seeing is nothing's new. These dances are not new. As long as someone's looking at you, you're looking at them. Chubby Checker did that already. It's been done.
And you've said too, with the pony, I like how you say, what does a pony do? It hips and hops. You're sort of the father of hip hop too in that way.
A whole music generation, a whole way of music is named after one of my songs. If you throw your hands in the air, waving like you just don't, you're doing the fly. And Taylor just shake it off, she's doing the shake. That's all, that's what we do. And this is what we brought. We call it the dancing keyboards to the way we dance. The piano has some chords on it. Well, we call the twist, the pony, the fly, the shake, the hucklebuck, the dancing keyboards to the way we do the boogie. That's Chubby Checker.
So for you, music and dance are pretty much one and the same. You really tie them together. Like not every artist thinks that way.
We, like I said, we brought the kids a dance. We brought rock and roll a dance because before we came along, it didn't have a dance. And by the way, there was no exercising to music until we came along. Because someone says, gee, you know, we're dancing to the twist out there. Let's exercise to this stuff. And that industry was born. It's worth billions and billions of dollars. If you go to the supermarket or you go to the convenience stores, there's so many twist products everywhere. They never let it go.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Country all over the place. Hottest dance sensation in the last 4 years, a thing called the twist. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Chubby Checker.
I wanted to ask you, Chubby, Dick Clark was a big influence on you. American Bandstand, the twist got on there. And if people know, it was actually Dick Clark's wife at the time completed your name, your stage name, Chubby Checker.
I went to the studio to do a Christmas card for Dick Clark. And the subject for the Christmas card was Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells. That's what it was. So they needed someone to do the impressions of these people. And so I could imitate people very well. And so I did the impressions. And while I was there doing my Fats Domino, this lady says, "That's Chubby?" She says, "That's Chubby." "Why not Chubby like Fats and Checker like Domino?" And Chubby became Checker, and Chubby like Fats and Checker like Domino.
Right.
And I got my name. Because several years before that, Tony Anastasio, who was my boss at the produce market, gave me the name Chubby.
Right.
I says, "Hey, you don't want to call me that." He said, "You little SOB, you want to work for me?" And my mouth went. And I said, "Okay." I said, "Okay." And I became Chubby, called me Chubby. And I didn't know that later, years later, he named me after his son. His son was named Chubby. And he named me Chubby, and Mrs. Clark named me Checker. And Chubby became Chubby Checker. We had a song called The Class, where I was doing impersonations again. My first hit song in 11th grade. My first song in the 11th grade, the class. I had a hit.
Yeah, here's
number 34 in the charts.
Here it is, right? Number 38. We have a list of all your 32 Hot 100
hits.
Yeah,
and I had a hit. I did. I was in high school. And my name was Ernest. All my friends called me Ernie. And all the classmates said, "Hey, Ernie, you chubby checker, huh?" I said, "Yeah, Ernie, you chubby checker." I said, "Okay, all right. Ernie, you chubby checker, wow."
So your friends weren't entirely sure that that was you?
No one knew that was Chubby Checker. I was in high school in the 11th grade minding my business and had my books under my arms talking to pretty girls. And Fabian was a big star on the magazine covers, and he was going to South Philly High as well. So I wasn't, noticed too much because my fame came when I was in 12th grade, last fall, 12th grade. But all my friends would say, "Hey, Ernie, you Chubby Checker."
So you're trying to impress girls in high school, and you're not telling them you're Chubby Checker?
No, I'm not telling them. I won't tell anybody that. I was embarrassed, because, it was. I think the reason why, because I thought the class was not a cool record. I mean, I was cool. And the class wasn't cool enough. And when I did my show with the class, I was embarrassed because all those cool guys were there, those rock singers and, the Osley Brothers singing Shout and the Flamingos doing their song of "I Only Have Eyes for You," and
right.
Jesse Belvin singing "Good Night, My Love." Oh, and I'm going, and the black kids didn't like it too much, and it was just a mess. And so it wasn't cool. "Yeah, you chubby chuck, Ernie." And then the twist came out, and I says, "Now I'm cool."
That was cool enough for you.
The twist is out, I'm cool. And now I'm super cool. On the cover of one of the magazines, I had four records on the charts or something, or whatever the deal was. But it was like unheard of. It was amazing.
Now you're the all-time king of the Hot 100.
It was just amazing. It was just amazing. And at that time, it just wasn't, for a kid like me, I wasn't an R&B singer. I didn't fight in the ranks of R&B to become a pop singer. I was an instant pop singer. I mean, I got treated like Ricky Nelson and Frankie Avalon and, all of the big Elvis. I was treated like that right from the beginning. It was 1960.
Right. I was going to ask you, with the legendary career you've had, the longevity, what artists did you hang out with in the 60s? Were you meeting Elvis? Were you meeting the Beatles? Who were some of your contemporaries?
I never hang out with singers.
No?
I'm not friends with many...
Except me.
...entertainers at all. At all.
Just Sherry.
No, they're into things that I'm not into.
Yeah?
I'm a really straight guy. I'm really super straight. I mean, the only time I become Chubby Checker is when I go in the phone booth and change. Other than that...
You got the uniform
other than that,
on
you
here
just,
today.
No, I'm just, you don't even pay attention to me because... I only do it when it's time, the band's ready to go, and we get on a tour bus, and we go out there and do it. Other than that, I'm just not an entertainer.
There was the Eagles documentary, and that reminds me of Timothy B. Schmidt. One of the members said, I'm an Eagle when it's time to be an Eagle. I'm doing the dishes right before you guys came here
exactly.
to film this.
I'm that guy. I'm around the house fixing things and doing things. It doesn't happen until it's time. Chubby Checker doesn't come out of his cocoon until it's time to do it. Other than that, I don't care about it. I really don't. I'm home. I do my thing, and my wife and I can go to the movies or something. We sneak in places. But I'm just... In fact, where I live, very few people know I even live there. I'm just so laid back,
That kind of goes back, apparently, to when you were in school and you were trying to... For as much as you'll say, I invented this, I'm the father of this, you have this whole humble side at the same time where you don't want the attention.
It's when it's time to go on stage. I think the only thing that bothers me a lot is that we have so much fame. And we get such little recognition from the broadcast community. It's really, like I said, it's just back in the day I could go to a disc jockey and I could go out and do 40 record hops in 2 weeks. And if they liked the record, people would play it. and then it would take off. That doesn't happen anymore in the music industry.
The other thing I know along those lines that you've been pretty outspoken about is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You mentioned before how they finally gave an honor to the writer of The Twist, Hank Ballard, but you've, for a long time, and you're not the only artist, Chicago, who just got in, there's so many acts that even when they get in, as thankful as they are, they still wind up saying, what took you so long?
Right, and Steve Miller recently. And right. Yeah, that's true.
I don't care if I never get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It means nothing to me. I am the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I once made a... I put it in Billboard magazine, by the way. It goes back to 2001, 2000 and something. I said, I want them to put a statue of Chubby Checker in the courtyard of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, inviting all the people in to rock and roll. Why do you want such an honor, Mr. Checker? I said, because every singer in there makes millions of dollars because I put something for them to make money from. What is that? I said, the dances that they do to their music. It's what I put there. It's like the telephone in your office, for God's sakes. You know? It's like the light bulb that Edison put the light bulb in here. Grandpa put the phone in here. Everybody uses it. Chubby Checker put the dance floor down there. Everybody uses it. So put me in the courtyard so that, not Elvis, put me in the courtyard inviting everybody into rock and roll. Why? Because everybody in there owes me something.
Even Mick Jagger admitted that.
Yeah.
I said, everybody in there owes me something. So don't put me in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Put me in the courtyard. I don't have to be there. So when everybody comes and they see Chubby Checker, and please don't do it when I'm dead, because I'm not going to see it. I'm not going to enjoy it. I want to do it while I'm alive and well. And I don't want people to think, listen to this interview, saying this guy thinks he's all that. It's not that. It's not that at all. I'm a very humble individual. It's just that we've done things that has never been done in the music industry. And since I'm not getting the airplay that I think I deserve, no one knows very much about Chubby Checker, although I'm very famous. And this is why I talk about it, because if they were doing it, I wouldn't talk about it. But I have to talk about it in order to... September 21st, it's National Twist Day, nationwide. We are... It's helping childhood cancer. So it's National Twist Day, and I'd like for every radio station in the whole world to play The Twist, because it's Twist Day, September 21st, National Twist Day, helping cure childhood cancer. Oh, I just want to bring that up. The Childhood Cancer Organization is putting it together.
Oh, great.
They're doing it. They're the one. You know when they threw water on everybody? Same thing.
Right.
Same thing. That's happened on 21st.
I'm on the road in every town. The girls, they come to me. When I get up on the stage, it's such a sight to see.
You have new music out still. I'm always amazed at how you're still touring. You do a lot of tour dates. And Sherry, you guys perform together. But this new song you've put out, Chubby, really surprised me. It's called Looking for Me, because it's so country. It's more country than I would have expected.
It goes back to Ernest Tubb.
Yeah.
It's still here, Ernest Tubb. I saw Ernest Tubb. I was born in 1941. There was no rock and roll around. There was country music, bluegrass in South Carolina where I came from. I never heard no rock and roll music. We heard some Louis Jordan, Straighten Up and Fly Right. Cool Down, Papa, Don't You Blow Your Top. Caledonia, ah! What makes your big head so hard? Pow! Those kind of songs. Boy, boy, boy. That's what it was back then. But if it wasn't that, it was, I love you so much it hurts me, and that's why I love you. So it played such a special part of my heart. It touched me. Country music touches me. And that's why when I sing it, it's really authentic. The most best-looking guy to 75 years old in the whole world. And I'll be 75 October 3rd, and looking beautiful. And the
That's true.
And the president of all the singers in the world, and vice president is who? Carlos Santana.
Ah,
right.
Yes.
Number one song of all time on the Hot 100, The Twist. Number two is Smooth.
Yeah, and the thing is, no, the Twist is the president of all the singers, Chubby Checker. Who's the vice president? Carlos Santana. Why? Because he has the second best song of all time. So that's the end of that.
It might be the most fun we're having in election season.
Yes, I was just going to say that.
We can all agree.
I like this election a lot better. A lot better.
How do you keep up with him, Sherry?
It's a challenge. I mean that. Yeah. It truly is. Yes.
You guys do perform together in concert.
Yeah, we
right?
I do as much as I can. I play with the Rubik's Cube and the E Strikes Back.
She does DD Sharp.
Let me tell you.
And then she does a backup.
Though the first time I ever did it with him, we never rehearsed or anything. And then he sent me the recording of him with DD Sharp, which I'd heard, but I referenced it anyway. And I said, okay, so this is the way we're going to do it live. And then he said, right when the song starts, you come out from behind the stage and join me. And the song started, but it was four times faster than the original. So he plays it even faster right. now than he did then.
No, and the thing is, I just thought
and
that.
And we danced.
It's a little slow.
It's not slow twisting.
And it's too many beats between what I need to make it happen for a live audience. And she has a lot of energy. And it fit perfectly.
But over time, artists are slowing down their songs and he's
and
you know,
speeding them up.
And he has more energy.
I picked them up a little bit because
more fun.
I want to, if I go out and play an hour and a half, it happens so quickly that people, it's oh he's here, oh he's gone. Because we never let them rest. I don't give them a minute to do anything except enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And I give them things that they, like I do Peggy Sue.
Ah.
I do Peggy Sue because I played Clear Lake for the Buddy Holly celebration. I said, let's learn Peggy Sue. So we went there and did the Twist and they want us to come back on. And I drummer went to Peggy Sue, and the place just went crazy. And I said, and I went, my Peggy, and I hold my arms up, and the whole audience went, my Peggy, it's amazing, like the national anthem. It's so, I mean, when I come off stage, I look at the band and say, did we really do that? I'm excited, because we, and out of the middle of nothing, I'll be in the audience doing something with on the slow twisting, and all of a sudden it'll stop. And the piano starts playing and I go into changes and you can't hear a pin drop. It's just like, oh, I mean, I do that well.
Yes.
I really do that
very
well.
Emotional.
I do that well. I just, you know, it's one of the great things in my life that I do. And I'm just going to do it. I just want more people to know about Chubby Checker. And I always say, if they wait too long to give me awards when I'm too old, Chubby, we want you to do this. I see you're too late. What do you mean? I says, I'm not coming. You're too late. Why? I said, I passed that already. Well, I says, no. I said, you did it on purpose, so I wouldn't make any money. I don't need any money right now. And I'm in a different place, so I don't want it. Thank you. Now, when they say, Mr. Checker, we want you to come to wherever that place, Norway or Sweden somewhere. We have a Nobel Prize for you. I said, now we're talking. We're going to see about that. I says, somebody, I'm going to get a Nobel Prize and we'll say, well, somebody got it right. Thank you. God bless. That's it.
You don't seem bitter. You seem really happy with your place. And even if there are some acknowledgments you haven't gotten,
let
you
me
seem
tell
in a good
you
place.
Something. As long as you're fighting for something, it keeps it interesting. No, I'm not bitter about anything. In fact, you know, I love everybody. I think my audience picks that up when I go out there. You know, I don't have any enemies, and if I do, I don't care. I didn't do anything to them, and I don't even care. I go out there and do what I do, and I smile, and I have a good time. I have no reasons to be upset about anything. I think the only thing that upsets me is when my checkbook is not where I want it to be, and I get upset about that. Other than that, everything's wonderful.
You're not alone in that.
Yeah, that's Chubby. That's only upsets me. Well, if my girl is not acting right, that upsets me. Because that's a big deal, you know. If your girl's not, you know, she's not happy or something's wrong, that's not good.
How is she not happy with you?
Who knows? You know, women, excuse me.
Hey.
Ah, hello. A smart man has to be able to just cool it with a woman. He's got to like his, you know, she does something, you kind of just look at it and say nothing and keep watching and see what's going on. So, honey, are you okay? She, okay. What can I do anything? I said, can I fix this? Well, you can do that. So, okay. And then hour later, everything's fine. You can't, they argue too good. You don't argue with a woman. Don't fight with them. Don't say nothing. And then if you they'll hold back on that thing and then you'll really be upset. You know, and it's just the way it is, you know. So, but other than that, in the checkbook, I'm fine. You know?
You're a treasure. We love you here at Billboard, Chubby.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. I know it's a heavy load, Billboard. Happy birthday to you. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Chubby.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.